Let us go to the third question, third point of perquisite. Third is sums paid by the employer, which are otherwise payable by the employee. This is the third perquisite, dear friends. Sums paid by the employer, which are otherwise payable by the employee. Now suppose the employee's home electricity bill, say 5000 rupees per month, is paid or reimbursed to the employee by the employer. Now tell me, the electricity bill of the home, of the house, of the employee, whose duty is to pay it? Of course, it's the duty of the employee. But the employer has agreed to pay 5000 rupees on account of electricity charges. Suppose per month it's a fixed amount, 5000 rupees, just an example. So 5000 per month into 12, that is 60,000 rupees shall be added in the hands of the employee, because the employee's obligation has been paid by the employer. Is it not the benefit to the employee? Has he not saved 60,000 rupees? Instead of he paying this amount, his employer is paying. And dear friends, perquisite is nothing but based on only one single line, and that is money saved by the employee is money earned by the employee. Money saved by the employee is nothing but money earned by the employee. That means this earning of the money shall also be added in the hands of this employee, because the employer has paid. Is it not an additional advantage? Yes. So this advantage shall also be considered as a part of perquisite. Let us go to the fourth perquisite. Life insurance premium on the personal policy. Personal policy of the employee. Employee takes a personal policy, say endowment policy, for himself, for his family, and the premium is rupees, say 20,000 per annum insurance premium. Who has paid? Employee has not paid. However, he requests to the employer, sir, over and above my basic salary of 8 lakhs rupees, over and above my dearness allowance of rupees 20,000, over and above my taxable allowance of rupees 50,000, over and above the rent free accommodation, over and above the concessional rent, please pay the life insurance policy premium to the insurance company on my behalf. Now, dear students, who has saved the money? It was the duty of the employee. Has the employee paid out of his funds? No. Who has paid? The employer has paid this amount out of his own pocket. Is it not the gain? Why it is a gain? Because this amount is saved by the employee. Now, Income Tax Act says money saved on perquisites is money earned. Once money is earned, pay the tax on this. So this 20,000 rupees shall be added in the hands of the employee. But if the employer pays for the accident policy, if the employer pays for the mediclaim policy of the employee, if the employer pays for the group insurance policy of the employee, in that case, it shall not be added to the perquisite. If the employer pays for mediclaim policy, for group insurance policy, or for accident policy, or provident fund also from his pocket, they are not perquisites. They are not perquisites. They shall not be added. However, if the employee pays, life employer pays life insurance policy premium on the personal policy of the employee, then this amount shall be added to the salary of the employee, because to this extent he has saved money, and money saved is money earned. Now, next is, what do you call it, ESOPs. Employee stock options. The company sometimes gives the shares, the debentures, the bonds to the employee at a discount. That is less than the market value. Now the difference will be treated as the benefit. Suppose the market value is 1000 and the employer asked me to pay only 200 for the shares. So this 800 rupees shall be treated as a perquisite. Is it not the benefit? Because he has saved 800 rupees. So ESOP shall also be treated as a perquisite. And next one is amount paid on superannuation fund. Amount paid, amount contributed on superannuation fund more than 1 lakh rupees. If the employer contributes over and above the PF in the superannuation fund of the employee more than 1 lakh rupees in a year, then the excess amount shall also be added in the perquisite. Let us take an example. The employer has contributed 1,40,000 rupees annually, not in the PF, but in the superannuation fund. Now, what is the limit? The limit is 1 lakh rupees. So the difference of 40,000 rupees has to be added as a perquisite in the hands of the employee. This is how we have to understand the concepts. Now, next point is very simple. That is other benefits given by the employer. So the seventh point is fringe benefits. Now what is fringe? What do you mean by fringe? Fringe means small. Fringe means venial. Fringe means very negligible. Fringe means sideways. Fringe means which can be overlooked. So other small benefits provided by the employer to the employee shall also be treated as perquisite. Let us understand what are those fringe benefits. First fringe benefit is interest-free loan more than ₹20,000. The employee goes to the employer and asks him, "Sir, I don't have money. I want to construct my house. Please don't give me advance salary." Because the moment he takes the advance salary shall be taxed. You know very well section 17, subsection 1, salary received in advance shall be taxable in the year of receipt. Instead of taking the advance salary, he takes loan from the employer, and the loan is interest free. The employer does not charge any interest on this loan. Suppose the employer has given him 1 lakh of rupees loan. Now in this case, if the employer has given him 1 lakh of rupees loan, then which is interest free, then in that case, what shall be the perquisite? In this case, 20,000 is the limit. So 80,000 is the interest-free loan. On this 80,000 rupees, the interest has to be artificially calculated. Artificially. How? The interest shall be calculated as per the rates of State Bank of India as the prevailing rate. So suppose the State Bank of India is charging 18% interest rate on the loan, on the personal loan. In that case, 18% of 80,000, 18% of 80,000, that is 18%, that is 14,400 shall be added notionally, artificially, fictionally, hypothetically in the income of the employee, because interest-free loan was given to the employee, but had he taken loan from a bank, he would have to pay in some interest. By not paying the interest, has he not saved the interest part? The answer is yes. In that case, whatever the rate is charged by the State Bank of India on the first day of the previous year shall be treated as an interest rate, and that amount shall be added to the perquisite, provided the loan is more than 20,000 rupees. However, if the employee takes the loan for specified diseases, what are the specified diseases? Cancer, such as Parkinson's, such as liver cirrhosis, AIDS. If the loan is taken for the diseases which are specified under Rule 3A of the income tax rules, in that case, even if the interest-free loan is there, nothing will be added here, because the loan is taken for the specified diseases which are so bad that the person needs money to cure it. And if you charge interest notionally on that loan, it will be inhuman. And Income Tax Act has always helped the mankind, the generations, the country people. So see the care which has been taken by the Act to provide maximum relief to the taxpayers, that no, if the loan is taken for the disease, I will not charge the interest. Whatever is the loan, interest amount shall not be calculated, provided the loan is interest free from the employer. But suppose the employer charges a subsidized rate of interest. Suppose I am working in a bank and I take loan from the bank and bank charges 5% interest. Now what shall be my perquisite? In that case, suppose the SBI rate, State Bank of India rate, is 18% and my bank charges 5% interest on the loan provided to me, which is more than 20,000, then the difference of 18 minus 5, that is 13%, shall be added here in the perquisite, Is that clear? So this is called as interest-free loan. Now, so this is the first fringe benefit. Now, second fringe benefit is like this. Fringe means small other benefits provided by the employer over and above the salary, over and above the allowances, over and above the perquisites, over and above the rent-free perquisite, over and above the concessional rent, over and above the LIC premium paid on the personal insurance policy, over and above the ESOPs, over and above, what you call it, everything, the contribution in, what you call it, superannuation fund. Now, let us take another fringe benefit. So, fringe benefit number two. My employer provides me an air conditioner. My employer provides me a TV set. My employer provides me a washing machine. Now, as I told you earlier also, that if the assets are provided by the employer for use, the employer is still the owner of these assets. In that case, 10% of the actual cost of these assets, 10% of the actual cost of these assets shall be, must be, has to be treated as perquisite, and that 10% amount shall be added to the salary of the employee. Are you understanding, dear friends? So if you use the assets from the employer, then 10% of the actual cost will be added. Now, third type of perquisite. But suppose the employer gives me a computer. The employer gives me a, what you call it, a laptop. The employer gives me a mobile phone. And the cost of laptop, cost of computer is say 5 lakhs rupees. Shall it be treated as a perquisite? The answer is no. Mobile phones, laptops given by the employer cannot be treated as perquisite because they have been given by the employer to be used by the employee for his official purposes. That's why laptop given, computer given shall not be treated as perquisite in the hands of the employee, even though it is an asset, but it shall not be treated. So except laptop, except computer, it shall not be treated as a perquisite. Now third type of fringe benefit. Here, third type of fringe benefit is like this. Suppose the employer has a motor car which he purchased for rupees 8 lakhs. Who purchased? Employer purchased on 1/4/2007. Now he has used this motor car, but on 1/4/2010 the employer sells the motor car to the employee for rupees 1 lakh. Again, the employer owns a motor car and he purchased this motor car on 1/4/2007 for rupees 8 lakhs. After using it for 3 years, he has sold this motor car. He has sold this motor car to the employee. Now, what shall be the perquisite? Has he not used the motor car from 1/4/2007 to 31/3/2008? Employer has used it. Now, in this case, for calculation of the perquisites in respect of the sale of the car, the depreciation shall be assumed or shall be taken at 20%. This is not the normal depreciation of the motor car as per Income Tax Act Section 32, Subsection 1. This is a special depreciation rate which will only be used while calculating the perquisites in respect of motor car sold to the employee. Now 20% of this 8 lakhs, this is 1,60,000. Now this will be reduced. Has he not used the motor car on 31309? Yes. Now the depreciation will be on written down value, depreciation for calculation of the perquisite on motor car at the rate of 20% shall be not on the straight line method but on the WDV. Now here 31309, the depreciation rate shall be on, what do you call it, again 20% will be, what do you call it, 1,28,000 in the second year. Now 6,40,000 minus 6,40,000 minus 1,28,000, the total amount is 5,12,000. Now has he not used the car? Who has used the car? The employer has used the car again on 31-3-2010. Shall you not compute 20% depreciation again here? Yes. So 5,12,000 on written down value at the rate of 20% will be 1,02,400, and this will be reduced. So 4,09,600 rupees. Is the written down value of the car. And how much employee has paid? That employee has paid 1,00,000 rupees on this car on 1-4-2010, which was sold to the employee. Now 4,09,600 worth rupees car has been sold by the employer to the employee at rupees 1,00,000. Is it not the benefit? Yes. What is the benefit to the employee in this case? In this case, the benefit will be 3,09,600, and this 3,09,600 shall also be added to the perquisite. However, if some electronic items are sold to the employee by the employer, in that case 50% of the cost of the electronic item, if the electronic item, say camera or say computer, has been sold by the employer to the employee, in that case 50% of the cost every year shall be depreciated, because the electronic items, they, what do you call it, become obsolete very early. So that's why in electronic items 50% depreciation will be calculated for calculation of the perquisites. But for motor car, 20% will be calculated. This is how we have to understand, and the depreciation will be on written down value of the car. But suppose the employer has sold a table, the employer has sold the furniture, if the other assets are sold, then depreciation shall not be on WDV. Depreciation for the purpose of perquisites shall be calculated on SLM, straight line method, at the rate of 10%. So suppose my employer has given me a furniture which was purchased by him 1 year before, 4 rupees 2 lakhs. And he has sold this furniture to me. In that case, 10% of 2 lakhs That is 20,000. Now, he has sold it to me for rupees 1 lakh. Now, 80,000 rupees will be my perquisite. In case of furniture, WDV will not be calculated. Straight line method will be calculated for calculation of the perquisite every year. So, for calculation of the perquisites, in respect of the assets which have been sold to the employee will be as under. In the case of the motor car, it will be 20% per annum on WDV. In case of electronic items, it will be 50% per annum on WDV. However, in case of other assets, it will be 10% per annum on straight line method. Straight line method. So this is all about perquisite. Now, let us reconsider a small perquisite in the form of interest-free loan exceeding 20,000 by the employer. Now suppose my employer has given me advance or loan of rupees 50,000, interest-free loan. He doesn't charge any interest. Now, the SBI rate, State Bank of India rate, is say 15%. Now, the question arises, shall 15% interest be hypothetically calculated on 50,000 minus 20,000, that is on 30,000 into 15%, or shall it be only 50,000 on 15%? There were certain confusions earlier. However, the interest, the moment it exceeds 20,000, entire amount shall be considered for the purposes of what you call it, calculation of the interest. Suppose the interest is rupees 20,100, the loan is 20,100. Now, interest-free loan. Now, entire 20,100 shall be subject to tax at the rate of 15%. So, we will not deduct 20,000 rupees. Similarly, suppose the interest is 20,000 only, then nothing will be, what you call it, calculated. So, what I want to say, interest-free loan given by the employer to the employee, the moment it exceeds 20,000 rupees, the entire amount shall be subject to for calculation of the interest. This you please keep in mind. So you will not reduce the basic amount. The moment, even if it is 20,001, entire 20,000 at the rate 20,001 at the rate of 15%. Again, I tell you, suppose in 2008-2009, the loan was 5,800, or say the loan was rupees 5,000, interest-free loan, and the SBI rate was 15%. The employer has given interest-free loan of rupees 5,000 previous year 2008-2009. In this case, since the total loan amount is less than 20,000, nothing will be considered as a part of perquisite. So, no 15% will be calculated on 5,000 because it is less than 20,000. However, the employee next year again has taken loan of rupees 16,000 without repaying 5,000 rupees. Now in 2009-2010, the total loan is rupees 21,000. Now on this 21,000, 15% will be calculated. On this 21,000, 15% will be calculated, which is 3,150. So this 3,150 shall be added to the salary as interest in, what do you call it, perquisite. So you will not give, as it was discussed in last time, that we will get over and above 20,000. No, this view is incorrect. We are revising it, that the interest-free loan, the moment that loan amount exceeds 20,000, the entire amount shall be considered for the purposes of interest-free loan. So please correct yourself.